This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We got a lot to talk about this hour and next, so stay with us. Hopefully, we'll make your weekend a healthier one. You can call us. Our number is 877-726-8255. Come directly into the doctor's office and pose your question about medicine or nutrition. That's 877-726-TALK. And we got lots to talk about this weekend. We got a bunch of stories to share with you. We're going to talk about the benefits of marriage and religion if you want to live longer. That in just a few moments. Also, we'll talk about how Consumer Reports is impugning green tea supplements by suggesting that you should never take them. Is that the real deal or not? 877-726-8255 is our number. And of course, it's the FIFA World Cup week. Well, actually, it's going to be held for this entire month and even past the 4th of July. So there's a football extravaganza with game after game, some at particularly odd hours because they're happening in Russia. And yesterday I watched the match between Spain and Portugal. And normally I don't get too excited about soccer. It can just go on and on and the ball goes back and forth and nothing happens. But that was a particularly exciting game. And the star of the game was my namesake, Ronaldo. And, you know, a lot of people are shouting, Ronaldo, Ronaldo, Ronaldo. And it's getting me a little confused. Because, well, I don't know, I respond to Ronald or Ronaldo. But I watched for a few moments before the show preparing for today's broadcast the prelude to today's match, which is between Peru and Denmark. It's actually on the big screen here in the studio as I broadcast, and then, of course, on mute, but I'm watching out of the corner of my eye. And there was actually a warning that there's such a high pitch of emotions prior to these games that it's recommended that individuals who take cardiovascular disease medications, that they make sure that they scrupulously take their medications before the match because, well, it's based on a study done in 2006, which is when they had the World Cup in Germany. And what they found was, on days of matches involving the German team, the incidence of cardiac emergencies was 2.66 times that during the control period. For men, the incidence even higher, 3.26 times higher. For women, it was higher, but not that much higher. It was nearly two times as high, 1.82, than during a control period. Among patients with coronary events on days when the German team played, the proportion with known coronary heart disease was 47%, as compared to 29% with events during the control period. So what they're saying is that if you're prone to heart problems, better take your medication or maybe chill out during the match. The average highest incidence of events was observed during the first 2 hours after the beginning of each match. They found that episodes of unstable angina were 2.6 times higher, cardiac arrhythmias 3 times higher, heart attack 2.5 times higher. So their conclusions where the viewing a stressful soccer match more than doubles the risk of an acute cardiovascular event. And this is particularly the case in men with known coronary heart disease. And they say that preventive measures are urgently needed. Or maybe just, I don't know, watch a rerun of Seinfeld. You know, maybe that is healthier for your heart. They say that this is a stress on a par with an earthquake or war or some form of physical confrontation. And therefore, caution is to be exercised during the World Cup. I think you probably come to more harm from all those hours that you sit reclining in a lazy boy with a clicker in your hand, eating all kinds of unmentionable snacks, than from the excitement of the game itself. But nevertheless, let's take a call now. By the way, number 877-726-8255. Let's hear from Kathy in Stratford, Connecticut. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I was diagnosed with wet macular degeneration.
Mm-hmm.
So my question to you is your ocular formula still available through FullScript? And what do you think about the shots in the eyes down the road?
Okay. Well, we have to divide macular degeneration into two basic types. There's the wet kind, and which is what you have, and the dry kind. And it's only the dry kind that has been shown to be highly amenable to nutritional therapy. And the nutrients that seem to be most helpful include zinc. That was the first one discovered back in the 80s by Dr. Craig Newsom in a very famous study. He found that high doses of zinc helped to slow the progression of dry macular degeneration. And then subsequently they found that other antioxidants, vitamins A, C, E, could play a role as well. And then they discovered that DHA, which is a component of fish oil, was beneficial. And then they noted that lutein and zeaxanthin, which are actually botanical extracts from, they're both obtained these days from marigold flowers, but lutein is something that's present in eggs, as is zeaxanthin. Zea comes from, I think, the Latin word for corn, so you find it in the yellow pigment in corn. But all those nutrients seem to make a difference, selenium as well, perhaps N-acetylcysteine, and they're found in various eye formulas, including ocular support and other formulas. By the way, FullScript, which Kathy's referring to, is our online dispensary, and you can check it out. Go to drhoffman.com and go to our store, and if you click on it, it'll prompt you to register for FullScript, where you can then shop for supplements. But when it comes to wet macular degeneration is characterized by hemorrhages and capillary leakage and proliferation of blood vessels, hyperproliferation. You know, too many blood vessels may cause episodes of bleeding or hemorrhage. And that is a little less amenable to the supplements that I just mentioned. But I would suggest for people who have wet macular degeneration to use things that are helpful for what's called capillary integrity, to keep the capillaries from leaking. And those especially include the bioflavonoids. I would use bilberry, pycnogenol, the proanthocyanidin things, blueberry extract, things along those lines would be helpful, along with some traditional bioflavonoids like rutin. So, and vitamin C, of course, might work in a synergistic fashion with these bioflavonoids. So when it comes to the injections can be helpful. It sounds a little icky. You stick a needle in the eye and you inject something. But the injections can be helpful for more advanced cases of wet macular degeneration. But if they say you're only having the beginnings of it, then I'm not sure it's worth it, and your doctor probably is not going to want to inject you with a potent medication for just the beginnings of this problem. Maybe that it's a slowly developing situation and that, you know, it'll cause visual impairment when you reach the age of 140, which will be inconsequential for you, right?
Sounds good.
All right. So, you know, it's fine to take the ocular formulas, but they're more directed towards dry, macular degeneration, not the wet kind like you have. So take the bioflavonoids for that. Thank you very much for calling us today. Really appreciate it. All the best to you with your eye situation. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255 for questions, comments, anything related to medicine and nutrition on today's edition of Intelligent Medicine. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. For decades, I've been preaching about the importance of a regimen of basic supplements that everyone should consider a part of their daily health routine. I've received countless questions from my audience asking for a specific recommendation, so I came up with an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the Intelligent Medicine lifestyle, the same supplements I take myself and prescribe for my patients. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com and check out my Intelligent Medicine Starter Kit, a short list of the basic supplements that I recommend as a starting point for those looking to take control of their health. They're the essential elements of a basic program that everyone could benefit from. Plus, you'll find easy-to-follow links to our heart health and immune protocols, and much more. Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Supplement Protocols combine the products I recommend to achieve your specific goals. And for a limited time, you'll get 10% off and free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. As we age, forestalling and even reversing bone loss becomes more and more important. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a comprehensive formulation that supports optimal bone density to ensure your future bone health. It's Osteothera plus Ipraflavone from Claire Labs. Osteothera plus Ipraflavone helps inhibit bone resorption and promotes new bone formation. The Osteothera plus Ipraflavone formulation is vital for supporting the body in the formation and regeneration of bone to ensure your optimal skeletal health. I believe in Osteothera plus Ipraflavone so much that I've included it in the Intelligent Medicine Bone Health Protocol, and I recommend it to my patients. For more information and to purchase Osteothera plus Ipraflavone, just go to my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And some of you suffer from high blood pressure, and maybe your blood pressure is not that well controlled, and you're reluctant to take medication. Well, blood pressure really needs to be controlled, because it doesn't have to go sky high before it can start to cause problems. And it may have sort of a Grand Canyon effect. You know, the Grand Canyon was forged over literally millions and millions of years of erosion. High blood pressure may have an erosive effect on your brain. This according to a new study. And it makes sense. A new study in cardiovascular research indicates that patients with high blood pressure are at a higher risk of developing dementia. Research shows for the first time that an MRI can be used to detect very early signs of neurological damage in people with high blood pressure before any symptoms of dementia occur. So what they did is they looked at people with high blood pressure that I guess was not optimally controlled. And what they found is that there were significant alterations in three specific white matter fiber tracts. The white matter of the brain is sort of like the circuitry of the brain that connects different parts of the brain, sends signals back and forth. Hypertensive patients also scored significantly worse in the cognitive domains that were associated with these fiber tracts. They had decreased performances in executive functions, processing speed, memory, and related learning tasks. So blood pressure needs to be controlled. And, you know, I guess what's missing in the study, and I'm probably have to dig up the original research, is whether these people had these changes regardless of whether their blood pressure was controlled with medication. It may be that you're controlling the blood pressure with medication doesn't stop the progression of these changes in the brain. Well, good segue to this topic, which is about an effective non-drug treatment for hypertension. I've been talking about this for a while because I'm very, very excited about it. If you want to manage your blood pressure without medication, here's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's the Zona Plus, and it's so effective that it works for 9 in 10 people. And the other day, I was actually very surprised because you know, we've been talking about this on radio. The company is starting to do TV campaign. I turned on cable news, and all of a sudden there was a commercial for Zona Plus. So they're really going mainstream. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. At least 22 clinical studies confirm that regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. To find out more, go to orderzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141 or orderzona.com. And we set it up so that there's a special deal for your listeners. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company's offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. Folks, it's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation. It's the Zona Plus at orderzona.com. It's the real deal. Okay, ways of extending longevity. You can exercise. You can take supplements. You can eat a very healthy diet. But here's a couple that may not be at the top of your list in terms of believing that they may extend your lifespan. Marriage may protect against heart disease, stroke, and the associated risk of death, according to a study. Researchers just published a meta-analysis in the journal Heart. The findings prompt the researchers to suggest that marital status should be included as a risk factor for heart disease or stroke and likely survival in its own race. So you ask questions when you see someone, what's your cholesterol? Do you smoke? Do you have diabetes? Do you have hypertension? Older individuals, males, are at risk. You might factor in the risk factor, are you single or are you married? Because it really is as important as some of these other risk factors in terms of determining whether you're going to get a stroke or a heart attack or whether you're going to die. Not being married was associated with a heightened risk of dying from both coronary heart disease, 42% higher risk of dying, and stroke, 55%. So there's no difference in the risk of death following a stroke between married and unmarried, this is not the case after a heart attack. After a heart attack, for single individuals, the risk was significantly higher among those who had never married. So I would append a caveat here. Use with caution. Results may vary. this is just average statistical outcome, and individual cases may vary in terms of the effects of marriage on your health or longevity. And here's another one, which is religious affiliation. Religious affiliation was linked to 4 years of additional lifespan, according to a new study. Religious affiliation, they say, has nearly as strong an effect on longevity as gender does, which is a matter of years of life. So get some religion. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has a new look. Our bright green box is now bigger and features colorful fruits and vegetables to remind everyone of the healthy ingredients inside that are fermented for over 3 years, producing Dr. O'Hara's world-famous postbiotic metabolites. No other probiotic on the market today has our trademark postbiotics, which are the hallmark of restorative digestive well-being. A pioneer for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics understands that the rapidly growing probiotic market can be confusing. For this reason, we are proud to introduce another aspect on our new box, which features comprehensive and detailed product information. This will help you make an informed purchasing decision based on facts. Our box may be new, but inside is the same trusted probiotic formula that consumers worldwide have depended on for improved digestion for over 30 years, free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers everywhere or on Amazon.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number, 877-726-8255. That's 877-726-TALK, this hour or next. And there are other ways to get through to us with questions. You can email your question to radioprogram@AOL.com. We'll use that question for our weekly Q&A with Layla segment, wherein we answer your questions. And if you subscribe to the podcast or if you listen from time to time, you'll be able to hear us answer your question. Also get the answers to many interesting questions that other folks pose to us here on Intelligent Medicine. Also, if you go to drhopman.com on the homepage on your PC or Mac, on the right side of the page at drhopman.com, there's a box, and if you click on it, it'll prompt you to record a question, as did this caller, Nora. Let's hear from Nora.
Hi, I have a question about something that's in another new digestive supplement. And one of the ingredients is Caroluma fimbriate. I've never heard of it, and I wonder what your thoughts are about it and whether you think it's helpful for digestion. Thank you.
Okay. Well, you know, this is such a relatively new thing that I've heard of it, but I didn't know too much about it. So let's do a little bit of a deep dive on Caroluma fimbriata, which is a cactus extract that is mostly gaining a reputation for appetite suppression. It's not so much something that is helpful for digestion, although that's one of the claims. Among the claims for Caroluma are that it is antimicrobial or antiparasitic, that it can improve brain function, that it helps with anxiety, that it helps with muscle building, that it prevents hardened arteries, that it improves digestion as part of digestive formulas, that it protects the liver and kidneys, and that it has antioxidant effects and blood sugar modulating effects. So that's a pretty impressive list, and, you know, we'd have to really review all the research on that to see if the research passes muster. But I looked at specifically the claims that it helps with weight loss. And I think it's got, you know, there's a few limited studies that suggest that it may help with appetite suppression. It's a little bit like, you know, it's a cactus product, and it may be related in some ways to something called Hoodia, which, if you remember, was all the rage a few years back for weight loss. And it was said to be something from South Africa that the Bushmen consumed to reduce their hunger and thirst when they were on long desert treks. And it had that reputed benefit of suppressing appetite. And for a while it was quite popular, but it's really kind of receded from the marketplace because after a few initial fits and starts and some positive studies, it didn't really seem to pan out as a significant weight loss adjunct. So here's some of the studies on Caroluma in 50 overweight patients. The intake of a gram of Caroluma for 60 days reduced waist circumference and appetite. In another study, 43 overweight patients, a gram of Caroluma per day for 12 weeks reduced body weight and body mass index and cravings for high-sodium food and general appetite. But, you know, and here's the big but, is there is also some contravening studies. In 89 overweight patients, 12 weeks of Caroluma extract failed to reduce weight or appetite. They did this, they did a trial in individuals with a hereditary condition that causes weight gain and increased appetite. Children with Prader-Willi syndrome, 1 gram of Caroluma extract per day for 4 weeks reduced appetite and food intake, but it was a very small trial, 15 kids. Rats fed a high-calorie diet, decreased food intake and fat buildup in the stomach, kidneys, testicles, and small intestine, and the cholesterol levels were reduced. In rats fed a normal diet, the addition of Caroluma extract the diet increased food and water intake, but the rats nevertheless lost weight. So, you know, you have rat studies, you know, promising, but, you know, we've cured a lot of diseases in rats that haven't translated well to humans. And I would say that maybe we should keep Caroluma on the radar screen, but I haven't moved it to my recommended list at this time, pending further studies and, you know, maybe a little more clinical experience. You know, let more people try it, see if it really works, see if it's well tolerated, see if it makes a difference. It's, you know, one of these traditional botanicals that is receiving a lot of promotion these days. And, you know, there's obviously commercial impetus behind mainstreaming this and making it a popular weight loss supplement and, you know, sort of general vitality elixir. All right. Well, speaking of something that's got a little bit more in the way of credibility, it's EGCG from green tea. EGCG clearly has chemo-preventive benefits against cancer. It's even been shown to slow the progression of CLL, chronic lymphocytic leukemia. It's thought to be a decisive factor in preventing Asian populations from developing esophageal cancer. The more green tea they drink, the less likely they are to develop esophageal cancer. There's a lot of research on EGCG for many cancers, and blood pressure reduction, prevention of heart attacks and strokes. There's some good stuff on neuroprotection versus Parkinson's disease versus MS, Alzheimer's. Of course, in terms of fat loss, EGCG is thermogenic. It helps a little bit with fat loss. Of course, you got to be on the right kind of diet and exercise and be properly tuned up hormonally vis-a-vis the thyroid. But it may also have anti-human papillomavirus effects. In fact, the FDA has approved a topical extract of green tea for treatment of cervical warts or genital warts. And it really does work to suppress the proliferation of the virus and prevent the virus from transforming to cervical cancer. So very, very exciting potential, even bone health associated with green tea. I take green tea supplements myself every day. But I was dismayed to see that Consumer Reports placed green tea supplements on its list of 15 supplement ingredients to always avoid. In parentheses, these supplement ingredients can cause organ damage, cardiac arrest, and cancer. And so I'm thinking, you know, am I making a big mistake here? Should I stop taking it? Should I stop telling people to take it and prescribing it? And so I did a little research on that, and you can find it in a newsletter article I wrote this week. It's now posted at drhoffman.com. The Honest Truth About Green Tea Extracts and Liver Toxicity. And first, I'd like to say that Consumer Reports is a very unreliable source of information about dietary supplements because they never met a dietary supplement that they liked. They're highly skeptical of dietary supplements. And every time they do a review of dietary supplements, they recruit foes of dietary supplements to write about the adverse effects or lack of efficacy of dietary supplements, but they never offer our side to tell our side of the story. So it's irresponsible, one-sided journalism when it comes to supplement reportage. And they included absurd ingredients like pennyroyal in their list of don't take supplements, the 15 supplements to never take. And that's really stacking the deck because pennyroyal, of course, is a toxic, dangerous supplement to use. I don't know anyone who ever uses pennyroyal anymore or recommends it even because it's highly toxic, dangerous. It used to be used as an abortificant, something that pregnant women who couldn't get access to a legal abortion would use in desperation to abort the child. They'd get 4-plus sick, nearly die themselves, but it might cause the fetus to die and be expelled. But no natural health professional would recommend it. And the last time I heard it referenced was in the famous Nirvana song. You know the group Nirvana? Pennyroyal Tea. And by the way, the flip side of that single was, I hate myself and want to die. So, it's pretty way out to say that pennyroyal should be categorized alongside green tea. There have been some reports of liver toxicity with green tea extracts, but they're exceedingly rare. And they've been reviewed by organizations like the European Food Safety Authority. That's the European equivalent of the FDA. And they've concluded that that there's no indication of liver injury for reasonable doses of green tea supplements. And the U.S. Pharmacopeia, which is an authoritative source of review of natural supplements. And by the way, not in the tank for supplements by any means. They would call it out if there was a problem. They found 34 reports concerning liver damage associated with green tea extract use. That's not a lot, considering that there are so many people using green tea supplements, but 27 reports were categorized as possible causality. In other words, people were using a bunch of other things simultaneously, maybe medications that were harmful or dangerous to the liver, people taking too much Tylenol, people who had, perhaps they were drinking too much. There were only 7 out of 34 that were categorized as probable causality. In other words, they're not even sure, but they thought pretty likely that the green tea extract caused problems. But the difficulty is that sometimes people take green tea supplements as part of weight loss products that have some pretty sketchy ingredients, ingredients from China, ingredients that, are not really natural. They call them natural, but pretty quickly the FDA recommends that those be eliminated from the marketplace. So, the likelihood that green tea causes a problem for the liver is made even less likely because of studies that EGCG may be beneficial for fatty liver. Fatty liver, the leading cause of liver problems in this country behind alcoholic liver disease and chronic hepatitis. And according to studies, and I cite these studies in my article, you can check out the article and read about it in depth. In one study, patients with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease were given concentrated green tea powder extracts, and at the end of 90 days, they were found to have improvements in their liver function tests, not worsening. And in a recent study, and I don't recommend this because I think in pregnancy, you really should be take it easy on botanical supplements. Just take the basics, fish oil, extra vitamin D, maybe a decent prenatal multi, some extra choline, probiotics. So I don't suggest exotic botanicals or mega dosing of anything for women who are pregnant. But they actually looked at women who had gestational diabetes, and they gave them EGCG supplements, 500 milligrams per day, and it actually helped improve their blood sugar and insulin sensitivity. So I mean, if they were using it in that delicate circumstance, it really argues for the safety of green tea. And so my conclusion is that Consumer Reports, beware of their information. Don't look to them for unbiased science-based advice about nutritional supplements. Washing machines, electric toothbrushes, vacuum cleaners, maybe, but not supplements. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for questions on today's edition of Intelligent Medicine. Join us.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. It's me, your immune system. I'm always hard at work defending you against the many disease-causing viruses and bacteria that you are exposed to every day. But sometimes I need help to defeat the bad bugs. Luckily, our friends at Kyolic have come to the rescue. Kyolic has two super immune-enhancing supplements, Kyolic Immune Formula 103 and Kyo Green Harvest Blend Immune Defense. Kyo Green Harvest Blend is a power-packed blend of organic and naturally sourced grasses, ancient grains, fruits, veggies, herbal extracts, and spirulina in a fast dissolving drink mix for a quick and easy way to support immunity. Kyolic Immune Formula 103 combines immune boosting nutrients with aged garlic extract. Aged garlic extract has been clinically shown to support a healthy immune response and reduce both the duration and severity of cold and flu symptoms. Help me protect you with Kyolic supplements and nutritional drink mixes to fortify your immune health today. Available at fine natural health retailers.
Do you want to manage your blood pressure without medication? I have some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman here to tell you about the Zona Plus. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141 or tryzona.com. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation, the Zona Plus, at tryzona.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and we invite your phone calls, 877-726-8255. And we got a call from Stanley in Staten Island. Hi, Stanley.
Hello, Dr. Hoffman.
How are you?
Okay, thank you. I know you're an expert on IBS and IBD issues. Is there one particular probiotic that you found particularly efficacious for your patients who have inflammatory bowel disease? I had done some research, and it seemed the one that really seemed to be helpful was VLS number 3. And would you
VSL number 3. Yeah, VSL yeah. number 3. Yeah, you know, here's the thing. And we really want to nail it down so that we have what are called functional probiotics. So, for example, we'd love to find the probiotic that is the most helpful for anxiety and depression, because you know that there's a brain gut connection. And in fact, next hour I'm going to share a remarkable study that illustrates that principle, that there really is a connection between the brain and the gut. So it'd be great if we could find the one probiotic that does the job for every patient who suffers from anxiety and depression. And also, so many people suffer from irritable bowel syndrome and, you know, gas, bloating, constipation. So it'd be great to find the ideal probiotic that works in every single instance for that. Or, and we want to distinguish because IBD, there's a one-letter difference, but it's a world of difference. IBD is inflammatory bowel disease, where you have bleeding, severe pain, ulceration, and fistulas with Crohn's disease, and certain probiotics, according to research, may target that. But then again, it's not a one-size-fits-all proposition. People have different genetics. The genes dictate the response to probiotics. People have different compositions of intestinal bacteria. And so one man's meat is another man's poison when it comes to probiotics. Sometimes probiotics backfire. They actually have adverse effects, and people where, you know, other people think that they're a godsend. It's very hard to say at this time. And more research is underway, and maybe, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20 years will unlock the secret to the probiotics. But VSL number 3 has a good reputation for ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease, and many patients use it. But that's possibly not because it's the best one, but because it's the best researched one. There's actually some research, not, you know, really high-quality research looking at hundreds or thousands of patients. But it's research on, you know, reasonable small groups of patients that shows that there's a benefit to be had by taking VSL number 3. I sometimes suggest that to my IBD patients with colitis or Crohn's disease. Sometimes we use a product called SCD Probiotic by Claire. It's a very fine manufacturer of probiotics. Sometimes I use something called Probiotic 225 by Orthomolecular. And I have to say, it's a little bit trial and error with these patients because, you know, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Studies show that fecal transfer may be helpful in ulcerative colitis, but not always. And I've seen it backfire in patients with ulcerative colitis. That means a mixture of hopefully beneficial bacteria that's cultivated from a healthy donor without colitis. So, you know, it's a little, unfortunately, it's a little bit of trial and error these days. For diarrhea predominant IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, a probiotic called Saccharomyces seems to work well. It actually has sort of anti-diarrhea effects in some patients. And that's not even a bacteria. It's actually a fungal species that seems to counteract yeast growth and suppress the growth of harmful bacteria. But, you know, when it comes down to it, you know, how do you change the bacteria in your intestinal tract? Not so much, not just about the right probiotic. It's about the right diet. It's sometimes about botanicals that can be used like garlic or berberine or oregano to suppress the growth of harmful bacteria over time and allow the good bacteria to gain the upper hand and reestablish their eco-niche and proliferate and start sort of a healthy garden in your intestinal tract where once a weed patch grew. Thanks for that good call. And in the next hour, we're going to talk about probiotics affecting patients with bipolar disorder. We'll also talk about how you can test yourself for the risk of burnout. There's actually a test available to tell you whether you are suffering from burnout. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255. Stay with us. This is Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.